This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. Right, let's get straight into what's happening in Australia. The hard left Greens leader loses a seat. What's the latest here?
So this is, as we've reported earlier, we just had the national elections 9 days ago now. And interestingly, overwhelmingly, the Australian public took an overwhelming vote for the centre. So in other words, so the opposition, which is the Conservative Party, the Liberal Party, was smashed very much. And most interestingly, the Greens Party starting with a leader, also took a hammering. And to give an example about the Greens, and there has been absolute consensus across the board that the Greens took a hammering because they had taken such an extremist position on Israel. And just to give some examples, right after October 7, the leader of the party and the party itself refused to back a motion in the parliament right after October 7, condemning Hamas, instead saying there was a need to put some of the responsibility on Israel. And just a few of the other quotes which have been said by Greens MPs since October 7, military exports to Israel, quote, assist the genocidal ambitions of an apartheid state. Another one, Gaza has endured an invasion. Another one, military equipment trade between Israel and Australia is used to literally fuel the genocide.
Literally.
Israeli weapons are literally being tested on the Palestinian people. Two more, Jews have tentacles, if you really want to go to the tropes. And another one, a call to expel Israel's ambassador. These have all come out over the since October 7 from and by various Greens MPs. And as I say, a lot of commentary has said that because of this extremist position on a foreign conflict on Israel, the Greens took hammering, including the leader of the party himself losing his own seat. So that's on the extreme left, and on the, I'm not certain I'm going to call it the extreme right, but on the right of the ledger, the Liberal Party, which is the Conservative opposition, also took a hammering, and they had taken a strong position supporting Israel and etc. And so, overwhelmingly, as one commentator said, the electorate, now that with the majority of the voting public, voted for what they called it, voted for stability as opposed to a world of turmoil. So very interesting outcome, certainly as far as the Greens is concerned. And then while we're still talking elections, as I've mentioned before, there are four Jewish members of parliament in the federal parliament. All four retained, held their seats. Of interest is that the attorney general for the last few years has been Mark Dreyfus, son of a Holocaust survivor, and the most senior Jewish person in the government. And interestingly, he has just been sent to the backbench, in other words, is no longer Attorney General, and the only Muslim person in the government has also been sent to the backbench. Now, all the commentary is that it was not about politics, as in conflict, even though the Muslim member of parliament has spoken out repeatedly and attacking, very critical of Israel. That the commentary was not about that, but about internal Labour Party factions and which MPs are getting what ministries. But interestingly, the only Jewish member of the government and the only senior member of the government and the only Muslim senior member of the government,
so interesting,
both have been,
yeah,
it is indeed, have both been relegated to the backbench, both being no longer ministers, where Mark Dreyfus was Attorney General, very senior, and the Muslim leader was an industry minister. So both of them relegated to the backbench, and a lot of people have criticized that decision, again, not for political, as in Middle East reasons, but purely for internal Labour Party.
What's interesting is, or what I'm wondering about is, has it been noted that, because it might be a good measure, that Labour sees that the Greens, who are too far left and who are very anti-Israel in a very irrational and hate, you know, hateful way, that they've been rejected. In other words, is this a clear message to Australian politicians that the middle of the road is where Australians want to be?
I think that's a very good question, and I think the answer is yes. And in fact, there was a statement by the Foreign Minister, Ms. Penny Wong, who has retained her seat and her portfolio, just 2 days ago, in other words, right after the election, on exactly the point that you have just said. In other words, saying that we need to get the animus out of this debate. In other words, the Middle East debate. That, and both sides need to take a breath, calm down, and, you know, and let's go forward in a respectful way, et cetera, et cetera. I thought her statement actually was very measured. And so I think the short answer to your question is yes, because, you know, blind Freddie can see that the Greens took a hammering and that they were so, as I've just illustrated, so extreme in their vitriol and their rhetoric against Israel. And as I say, even one MP talking about using the word tentacles, I mean, how low can you go?
That's absurd.
Well, exactly. So I think the answer to your question is yes, that there is an understanding that we, the government, you know, need to be more measured or need to be measured when we are dealing with this issue.
In other news, Israel's President Herzog has sent a framed letter to Australian Premier to honour his outstanding support.
That's right. So I've mentioned the name Chris Minns before. Now, he's not the Prime Minister, but he's the Premier of the state of New South Wales, which is the state where Sydney's located, is the most populous state in the country, population of about 7 million in the state of New South Wales. And he, since day one of October, since the beginning, has been an outstanding friend, ally of the community, of Israel, and in terms of the anti-Semitism, which we have talked about, you know, for 19 months, he has been outstanding, has never taken a backward step, has apologized repeatedly for what you, the Jewish community, are going through. He is, the word principle is exactly what he has been all about. So just a couple of days ago, there was the prestigious cocktail event, which happens every year, Yom HaTzmaut, at which the Premier of New South Wales always speaks and the Israeli ambassador always speaks. And he gave an outstanding speech again, one of his quotes, quote, "I will never apologize for taking the poison of anti-Semitism swiftly and seriously," he said. But the part that I want to mention is that when the Israeli ambassador spoke, he read out a moving tribute to the Premier from Isaac Herzog, Israel's president, in which he and the ambassador presented the Premier a beautiful framed statement expressing his deepest gratitude to the Premier for his leadership, his solidarity, and commending him for, quote, "the outstanding leadership during this challenging time for Israel, for the Jewish community, for the broader Australian Jewish community." And it was really moving. The Premier himself was quite moved. And it was just wonderful that this recognition has come from President Herzog and that it was presented to the Premier, you know, in front of 600 people. So it was very gratifying to hear that and to see that.
So it's so fascinating because at that sort of a level, the relationship between Australia and Israel seems still to be very, very strong.
Yes, it is. And despite the bumps and the bruises along the way and votes at the UN, which Israel has not been happy with, bottom line is, yes, there is a strong relationship. And obviously there is a, dare I say, a repairing job which needs to happen because of the bumps and the bruises. But the point is the Labor government is still there and has come back bigger and better, bigger and stronger. And so yes, there is still a strong relationship. And Australia is a democracy. Israel is a democracy. And there's mutual recognition, I would say, that both countries are democracies and need to go forward together and in a respectful way. So I would say, yes, the relationship is still strong, notwithstanding the the bumps and bruises which have happened, you know, in the last little while.